The side of the Olympics that you never hear. Welcome to the side of the Olympics you never hear. Just last week, the Olympics came to a close in Sochi, where the Russians demonstrated their technical and artistic beauty in a flawless ceremony. However, we have a gentleman on the line who was involved in the planning stages of the Olympics, and due to a technicality, or so it is said, he was exiled from the country. Not exactly. He's joining us from Siberia, Vladimir. Hello, Vladimir.
Yeah, hello. My story is this. I was on the Olympic Committee, and because I saw the astronomical costs of the Olympics, what it was going to, I proposed some changes. And those changes were... Number one is I propose that they don't have any team events. And that the reason why is because there's too many medals to be giving out. For example, in the hockey game where the Canadians, men and the women, they win the hockey medals, instead of just giving Canada one medal, we had to give about 30 medals per team. So the women get the 30 gold medals and the men get the 30 gold medals. So for us it's very expensive. The other thing, so my recommendation was not to have any team sports. Even the bobsled events, they only could have the one person bobsled, the other three or four people in the back, they couldn't go. I suggest that. And also, I wanted to get rid of, what was that one? I can't think about it. But the bottom line is, I didn't want the team sport because of the too much cost to the country. And now they send me to Siberia.
Thank you for listening to Olympic stories that you don't hear about.